Thanks for your company. 64,000 cases in the last 24 hours, more than half of them in New South Wales. Almost 300,000 active cases across the country, and another 19 people have died. The numbers are becoming somewhat hard to comprehend, so we begin today with some personal stories about some of our most vulnerable fellow Australians. Yet again, it's a lonely and frightening time for residents of our aged care facilities, with COVID now making its way into hundreds of nursing homes, causing illness, lockdowns and severe staff shortages. It's being compounded by the testing fiasco, with reports of staff and residents being unable to get the tests they need to keep as safe as possible. We've spoken to several families worried about their loved ones who are again at the sharp end of this pandemic and being cut off from human contact in an effort to keep them safe.
My name's Val Schaefer and I live in Taree. However, my mother, Annette Schaefer, is a resident at Autumn Lodge Aged Care Facility in Armidale and she's 82 years old. I received an email on Monday the 27th of December, just after Christmas. It's the email that I've been dreading receiving, but received one to say that a staff member had at the facility had tested positive over that Christmas period and that Autumn Lodge Aged Care in Armidale had to go into lockdown out of necessity, showing all, you know, precautions that they could. Unfortunately, since that email, they have been unable to get any access to proper PCR, accurate PCR pathology testing. Unfortunately, talking to my mother on the phone last week, she had a runny nose and a sore throat. So I immediately rang the RN on duty at Autumn Lodge to let them know that my mum was displaying some symptoms. And they then put my mother into further isolation on top of the facility-wide lockdown. And mum was in total isolation in her room. Thankfully, she's now reporting that the sore throat has disappeared. She's still got a stuffy nose. My mum actually was fortunate to have received the booster dose, her third dose, in November. So I'm so thankful for that. Mm. But there's been no update from the CEO of Autumn Lodge since New Year's Eve. It's just such an incredibly worrying time, so frustrating. And these residents are just sitting there. So what are we up to now? About 10 days? And they can't even get access to proper PCR testing.
How is your mum doing?
Just dreadfully lonely. And you can hear it in her voice. Here we go again. There, before Christmas, in that November-December period, you could hear delight and enthusiasm in her voice again. All her social activities were starting to come back. And since that time, post-Christmas, now they're back in lockdown, and certainly when mum's in isolation in her room, you can just hear the loneliness. And she says that. And she said to me yesterday, I just wished I could die.
Son
or daughter wants to hear that. No one wants to hear their parents say that. But here we are again.
I'm Tammy and I'm from Canberra.
Just run us through what's happened to your father-in-law.
He's turning 101 on Friday. Last year, he was still at home, living at home. He's now living in an aged care residence. They have gone into lockdown today because they've got a staff member with a reported case. It means that we won't be able to talk over a video link because he doesn't have his own mobile phone. My partner will phone and just have a normal phone conversation with him. But I guess we're just really worried about what that means and how things will go from here and when he'll be allowed to have visitors again. Interaction is so important each day. You know, as I said, he's 101. He's fairly frail now. And so we just know that each moment and each day is really precious. We want to see him, but at the same time, we need to keep him safe as well because he is obviously in the most vulnerable category. You know, we'd hate for him to get COVID. I mean, there'd be nothing worse, really.
My name is Hani Iskander. I live in Lane Cove, Sydney. And my mum is 86 years of age, and she has suffered from Parkinson's for quite a few years. She's now late stage meaning she's in a wheelchair, unable to move by herself, and also early dementia, so she cannot remember things easily. She has been in aged care or a nursing home at North Tarramurra, and the COVID situation has been very troubling. And during lockdown, in the initial lockdown, families could not visit. They can do what's called a window visit. They stand outside the glass wall and talk to their relatives through it. And now she's in a second lockdown. I received a call from the facility saying that unfortunately one of the staff has tested positive. So a few days later, I called and I said, by the way, how are we doing with the PCR? And they said, oh, the first PCR is negative. And then the RN who spoke to me, she said, but unfortunately the government has stopped us getting the second PCR test done for the residents. And I said, what does that mean? And she said, well, we have to send the PCRs to a pathology, to the lab, and they've told us they will not accept any samples or any tests from us. My mother is still negative, and I haven't heard of anyone else being positive, which is good news. The sad thing about it, of course, is I have a brother and a sister, and we're constantly calling our mother because she's moved into an emotional and mental sort of depressive mode.
It's fine. Take your time.
So, because of her condition, she can't remember when we spoke to her last. So, if I spoke to her in the morning, and my sister speaks to her a few hours later, she can't remember that I did talk to her and said, I'm expecting everybody else is in the same boat, of course. So she keeps calling my sister to say that she wants to go shopping or she wants to come out and visit her and all sorts of other sort of related heartbreaking messages. So that's the situation we're in, and I'm pretty sure that hundreds, if not thousands of other people, families are in.
That's the message from some of the loved ones of our frail and elderly citizens who are once again in a terrible situation.